From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM, a special Veterans Day tribute just ahead. And next hour, the physics of angels. So get ready for that. Here's what's happening. A group with backing from institutions in Russia, the United States, and Europe said it would undertake the longest, largest, and most definitive study of GMOs to date to try to settle this debate once and for all. The $25 million study of 6,000 rats to be fed a GMO corn diet is designed as an independent examination of the health impacts of GMO corn and the herbicide used on it. The research is to be done in Russia and Western Europe over the next 2 to 3 years. We'll definitely follow up on that with Jeffrey Smith. Parts of Canada and the United States Midwest have been getting their first blast of winter, sending temperatures plummeting by as much as 40 degrees just in days. The sharply cooler temperatures are a result of frigid air pushed in by a very powerful storm that hit Alaska with hurricane-force winds. Parts of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan saw a foot of snow overnight on Monday. 150 flights were canceled just at the Minneapolis airport. A nurse in Mali has died of Ebola, the second confirmed death from that disease in that country. Officials say the nurse had treated a man who arrived from Guinea, and the clinic that they were working at was now in quarantine. The latest case is unrelated to the first, when a 2-year-old girl died from that disease in late October. Nearly 5,000 people that we know of have been killed in the Western African outbreak, mostly in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Ouija board seances, marathon watching, Long Island mediums, and reading witchcraft books may be common among teenage obsessions. But for one mother, this was a cause for concern. And for the Catholic Church, it may be the source of a growth industry in exorcisms. Last week, in an advice column in the online Catholic magazine, an anonymous mother asked whether her child's occult interest could lead to black lipstick and Satan worshiping in the future. Well, there's been a greater demand for people to call and talk to exorcists, according to a priest, an exorcist for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. He is one of 50 Vatican-trained exorcists in the U.S. From a faith perspective, he said, it may seem like the devil has upped his game, but I don't think the devil has. But more people are inclined to play that game. Interesting that the exorcisms are up. E-commerce giant Alibaba reported more than $9 billion in sales on China's Singles Day on Tuesday, illustrating the buying power of the Chinese consumer and the importance of the event in the retail calendar. It's amazing. $9 billion in sales. The European Space Agency has confirmed that it was receiving a mysterious signal from Comet 67P. Now, in a post on its live streaming website, it described the signal as a mystery song and uploaded a recording with the caption, "Hear Our Comet Sing." The confirmation follows months of rumors that the Rosetta mission was originally sent to explore a radio signal from the comet first detected 20 years ago. That's very, very strange. We've got sound of that comet. And, of course, the November 12th landing of the Rosetta Mission's probe will be live streamed to the world. Let's check in with astronomer Stephen Cates. Stephen, first of all, what'd you think of that sound? What the heck is it?
You know, George, that is totally otherworldly, or whatever how we would describe it. It's something that we've never heard before. And the world awaits something totally amazing, George, going back to the spacecraft Rosetta. It's done amazing things. It came around to this comet back in August after passing the Earth many times, going around the planet Mars. And folks, the best is yet to come. As we move into Wednesday morning, George, on the East Coast, around 3:35 in the morning, this lander, this small 220-pound lander, is expected to move down toward the comet right in between the two nodules of the comet. There's a landing site that ESA has dubbed Aegiglia after an island on the River Nile. And it was chosen, George, simply because it has the least area of boulders. Now, get a load of this. This spacecraft is moving when it goes down to the surface, a most amazing orchestrated event. And it's all done robotically because it takes about 28 minutes if we were to tell the spacecraft to do something different. So it's pretty much on autopilot, moving at about 3.3 feet per second. George, if it all goes well, it's a first for space scientists. Around 11:03 a.m. Eastern time on Wednesday, we should get confirmation of the lander as it literally locks itself onto a comet. And George, the best is yet to come. Can you imagine the beautiful images we're going to see from these dirty snowballs in space? And the final event, all of our sky watchers, George, don't forget, big things happening with comets. The Leonid meteor shower, George, starts to return this weekend, peaking early next week. So this comet and these meteors that you get to see, all because of this great space dust. So the world of science and space sciences are very excited, don't you think?
Absolutely. Stephen, thank you so much. Wouldn't it be interesting if that probe sees something on that comet that may have emitted those radio waves? ISIS has a new residency in Egypt, and there are reports that the head of ISIS may have been killed. Let's check in with Jerry Corsi. Jerry, are you hearing anything about that? Has he been indeed killed?
I think it's unlikely, George. The reports initially came from Iraq's Defense and Interior Ministries. There were statements that were issued Sunday afternoon that al-Baghdadi had been wounded in western Anbar province. And they were broadcast, those reports, on the Iraq state-run television Sunday night. The Pentagon has said that there's no evidence that this is the case. And in fact, one of the spokespeople for U.S. Central Command in Tampa was unable to confirm anything about al-Baghdadi being killed or injured. I think the most likely explanation is that this was an attempt, and is an attempt, to get ISIS to say something about al-Baghdadi being killed or injured, which may reveal his actual location. I think it's a ruse to try to get ISIS to talk about al-Baghdadi. But I'm very seriously doubt the Pentagon's denying that there was any strike, airstrike, that was aimed at taking al-Baghdadi out. So I think this has another explanation, which is an intelligence operation to try to find out where al-Baghdadi is.
And I understand from my sources that you're going to be on in a week or so talking about a new book.
Yes, the day before Thanksgiving, I'll be on your show, George, talking about my new book, No Greater Valor, on the Siege of Bastogne and the miracle that sealed Allied victory. The first copies are getting in the store today on Veterans Day. I was very pleased with that. And we'll be going into December, which is the 70th anniversary of the Battle of Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge. And I'll be very happy to be promoting the book, really starting nationally with your show on Thanksgiving Eve.
Super, Jerry. Look forward to that, my friend. Be well.
Thank you, George.
And, of course, Veterans Day, it's an official United States holiday honoring the people who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces. And, of course, we will be doing that in a moment with Danyon Brinkley. But I will never, ever forget this tradition here on Coast to Coast AM as we salute all of the armed forces, beginning with the Army. We'll be right back. And of course, those of you in the Navy, you've been in the Navy, you're in the Navy, we salute you. Of course, whenever we need to, we always send in those Marines first, don't we? Watching our skies, the United States Air Force. And of course, don't forget our Coast Guard. Welcome back with Danyon Brinkley. We'll take some of your calls this half hour as well as we talk about Veterans Day and some of the incredible things that Danyon has been doing to help our veterans. Danyon, with what's been going on in Iraq and Afghanistan and just throughout this world, we will constantly have to rely on our military to help us, bail us out, save us from so many things. You've watched this. You've been involved in this now for a number of years. Do you ever see it getting any better where there's going to be worldwide peace?
Well, I can tell you this, George. If we don't look at where we are right now and what's happening, you know, what's happening right now in the United States of America about the president sending 1,500 more people into Iraq, and we don't have a declared enemy. We don't know who ISIL is or ISIS is, and we don't know who this is, and yet we're going to put troops into Iraq, and we don't have a clear mission, and the president thinks that he can authorize that, then that tells us that right now in our very eyes as Americans, we get a chance to face where the real power is or how we send our... We can never have peace, George, killing each other's children. That's never going to happen. And when you look at where we are in this whole ISIL business, this is not even a declared enemy. It doesn't have a name. It's not as parameters who runs it, no end mission. And this is what they're going to face next week. I believe that the opportunity for world peace, that war must be unthinkable, and I know that's crazy, but as Catherine, my wife, says that over and over again as we deal with guys who are struggling, who are coming back from these events and who are struggling, and have a whole rougher time integrating. I come from the Vietnam era. I see such progress, George, in Wounded Warriors and Reach Out groups and like Miracle Ventures and Dumar Corporation, these companies, American Airlines, that are reaching out and really trying, and Walmart creating 100,000 jobs, really trying to reach out and pay attention to the vet. This is something that's a miracle for us in our age group, mine and your age group, to look at and to be appreciative, because we never saw this. Those who served, didn't, reserve, whatever it was, you were still the same thing. Now this opportunity comes. But when you sit and you look at the fact that in combat, in our particular period, you had a 2 in 10 chance of surviving with some of the wounds that guys have come back, you have a 8 out of 10 chance of surviving, but it's who's coming home. And this is where we have to focus, you know, and be proud that people are reaching out and helping vets. And this becomes so very important right now, George, because the VA has been busted.
Yep, sure has.
Are busted. And this McDonald guy is supposed to lay out a brand new plan to correct it. Well, I've been a hospice volunteer in the VA for like 28 years, but I've been dealing with veterans for 32 years. But I've been in the VA 28 years. I understand it and see it. Most of these strategies that they have, they're already in place. They're already in place. And what I look at when I read all the articles and I go and study it on the internet to see how to implement, I see the veteran has the greatest single opportunity in the last 40 years to make an impact in the quality of delivery of health care.
So we as veterans have to organize ourselves, and that's why I appreciate you and making sure that this comes on and Premier and everybody and Tommy and everybody, because there comes that one chance where we could look at it, George. We could look at it as veterans and people who listen to the people of the night who listen to Coast, and we can make a difference. I'm really proud to see the one part, because if I look at the VA draft and I watch the Affordable Health Care Act, and I see the comparisons between the two systems, which is like what my obsessive compulsive personality does.
Yeah.
And I study this, you know, I'm a policy wonk, and I study and look at it. This is the greatest opportunity I've seen in 40 years. I mean, and for veterans to make a difference. Number one, George, look how many empty houses we have and homeless veterans. Okay, look how many empty houses, look how many foreclosures. Why isn't a bank or a group going together and buying these houses and creating a community for veterans to get off the street when 44
and help them. That's right. Let them help fix it up and do something.
Create a community.
Yeah.
44% of the homeless are veterans. And think of how many of those are combat female veterans. Okay, these are the programs. This is why we created the Twilight Brigade. You know, George, I just wanted to deal with end of life, 6 months or less, you know, because I believe that I am the greatest of service based on what I've been through, being struck by lightning and open heart surgery, mm-hmm. brain surgery and heart surgery, and I am a veteran. I have a viewpoint that I can see the value of end of life and the value of putting complementary therapies and many of the products that you're advertising to make those affordable to people that the VA can use to create quality of life of end of life. And the Twilight Brigade is doing well at that. And the thing that we most have to look at, George, is if next week the political, legislative, and executive branches decide to move in to protect Iraq from an enemy that is a caliphate. Look at prophecy. What the heck is that saying? They're about to go to war over the Temple Mount, George.
That's right.
In downtown Jerusalem. I mean, hello, everybody.
The clock has started. Let's take a few calls here for you, Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel's in Harper, Kansas. Welcome to the program, Daniel. Go ahead.
Hey, Daniel.
I don't want to disagree with your guest, but I listened to you last night, and I was 72 to 78 in the United States Navy. I was stationed aboard U.S. Ranger.
Well, thanks for serving.
I got spit on when I came home to San Diego. I've been spit on every year from the VA.
No arguments here.
I don't know what this guy's talking about, Twilight Brigade. But
No. That has nothing to do with the VA. Daniel, go ahead and explain it.
No, I'm in 100% support of you, okay? I am a volunteer in end of life. I die with veterans. I mean, that's what I do, and I study the health care program from I see what goes wrong and what happens. I watch the final days and I can back engineer and look at it, and I've been doing it for 28 years in the VA system. So I agree with you, but I apologize as one veteran to another veteran. I apologize for this abysmal bureaucracy that cares more about meeting goals and getting the bonuses and being a bureaucracy, because I live in it and I work in it. So I'm on your side, man. Happy Veterans Day. The Twilight Brigade, you can go to Twilight Brigade on The Twilight Brigade or Danion.com or my Facebook, Danion, and you'll see the work of what I'm trying to do. But I'm on your side, Daniel.
And let's get his final comments. Daniel, we are on your side.
What I'm trying to say is this, is the VA has been broken. For my grandfather on my maternal and paternal side, I've had 45 great uncles, uncles, father serve, and the VA has never, ever taken care of us.
Yeah, but it's time that they do.
And, you know, when they talk about this Procter & Gamble man talks about he needs to hire 28 6,000 doctors. How could it get so bad? How could it get so bad? That's over 500 doctors per state.
It gets bad, Daniel, because it's a bureaucracy, just as you said, Daniel.
Yeah, but here's the point of it. If you look at for the first time since the last 40 years, Daniel, we have an opportunity. They are having to draft. This McDonald, this Procter & Gamble guy, has to draft ways to streamline and make it more efficient. He is required. By people taking the time as veterans and looking at this information, looking at it, and applying pressure to congressmen, to incoming congressmen, to senators, to local organizations, we can make a difference. And it's this a rare opportunity. And I apologize once again as a veteran to you and your entire legacy from the history of this, of America. I apologize for my country, and I apologize for me as a veteran for how you've been treated. But we have to do something about it. This is that opportunity that belongs to us as veterans to do something about it.
Want to track Danyon's website, danyon.com, the Twilight Brigade.com. We've got those linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. You're not going to stop doing this, are you? You're going to do it till your last day.
But you know something, George? I see that can make a difference. I look at complementary and alternative policy, the reduction of drugs and pharmacology. You cannot drug someone to safety. I see PTSD and traumatic brain injury, and today I had a guy airlifted out of the desert in Arizona to get him into the hospital because he's got Agent Orange. I did that today. I helped a lady deal with her congressman and her senator so that she gets the retirement pay of a Marine who did 20 years. And because she missed filling out one piece of paper and she's French Vietnamese, they cut her off from getting his pension. And I'm fighting for her today. And I'm doing this on Veterans Day so that tomorrow morning I can implement helping them receive the kind of care and the kind of stuff. And I do this all the time because we are in a state of constant war, and we're going to be there. And we're going to keep creating these issues, and we're going to keep creating these kinds of problems. So instead of fighting that war, the war that I'm going to fight is for the last battle of veteran I'll ever fight. And why I like to do this, George, I can see, thank you, and I can see a guy. We went to the West Los Angeles VA. We sat down with everybody, and we created the Hospitalized Veterans Television Network to try to find the kind of programming, because they're locked and looking at those televisions. They're sitting in those beds.
Yep.
No one comes to see them. And you're watching this kind of innovation in the transformation of this bureaucracy. If we can take this stuff, George, and like you letting me talk about it, we can take this stuff and implement it system-wide while this new VA chief is trying to save and implement effective health care delivery to veterans, and I'm capable of achieving this goal. I know that I'm capable of doing it because I spent a lot of time and a lot of money making sure that I put myself in that place. And so everybody that's listening, I mean, go to the Twilight Brigade, or go to Danyon.com, or go to Danyon's Facebook and watch this, how unfold, and the times we have to make a critical choice who it is that we can write to or contact, and we can make a difference, George. And this is a rare opportunity, and I'm thankful for it. And I think I'm a small part in this innovative, great thing you're going to do in the next hour. And another thing, George, let me ask you something. Aren't you glad you're not in Toronto this weekend?
Yeah.
I was thinking about you and Tommy.
Oh, we got out of there in time, and the weather's unbelievable.
It'll be 31
degrees. I know.
Come on, George. And the other thing, let me tell you something, George. Rupert. I was at a program because I know Rupert Sheldrake because I studied.
He's coming on later tonight.
Right. I studied the morphic field. You know, it's when you die a couple of times, you expand your spiritual self to explore things in a very comfortable thought form. I don't have a problem about whether it is. And I look at the morphic field. I was at a program. And Rupert is brilliant as a biologist, but the energetic nature of fields like animal sensitivity or instinct is an energetic pattern. okay, I saw a guy try to kill him. Ask Rupert. This guy walked around, pegged him, listened, and followed him.
Were you there that time?
I was standing there.
Oh, my God. Stabbed him right in the artery in the leg. I mean, right. he missed it.
He stumbled, or he'd have got him in the chest.
That's right.
Okay? And you know what the funny thing about it, George, is just that it's that lone wolf, that lone, deranged guy like Hinckley, like every one of them, every patsy we've ever created throughout reality destroy people. You know, it was a lone gunman. It was a lone wolf. It was a homegrown lone terror.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all those traits. You know, he just didn't have catcher in the rye. So I was just appreciating the next show, because if I could get everybody to go to my Facebook, go to Daniel Brinkley's Facebook, and like painting, this is my big issue, George. At West Los Angeles VA, they are doing magnificent stuff. I mean, in complementary medicine and integration of those and changing the pharmaceutical paradigm. They spend $1 billion creating places for homeless because they have to retrofit and answer a bunch of humanitarian stuff and a bunch of historical stuff. But on the Wilshire Boulevard, the Wadsworth Theater is the oldest standing building on Wilshire Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I've been trying for 8 years to get them to put a damn coat of paint on it, George. Okay, now I'm asking everybody who hears this to go to Facebook, like it, put a comment, because if I can, it's inhumane. And this is my other point, George. I think it represents the moral value of who we are as the VA and who we are as veterans, that this church can sit there without just having a coat of paint on it while they spend $1 billion. They put in solar systems. I've complained about that. We now have solar systems. The lighting has changed. The way that this hospital is innovating makes me proud. But if people can just help me get this Wadsworth Church painted, we have a full training in West Los Angeles this November the 21st through the 23rd, George. We have 30 people coming to volunteer to be at the bedside of veterans in transition.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, good for us as veterans. That's pushing 6,500 people who have trained in this program. So Wadsworth Theater. Like it, let's paint it, let's push the government around a little bit, George. We can push the government around a little bit, and we can take action to change what's occurring.
We got to get you back to talk about what's on the other side.
Yeah, but you know what, George, think of this. If anybody would stop and go and look at Chapter 5 in Saved by the Light, Chapter 5, I wrote it 20 years ago. It had the boxes of knowledge. It was the things that I saw that would happen between 1975 and 2014, 15, and 16. Okay, and these were these boxes of knowledge that when I went to the other side, well, somebody can go look at a book I wrote 20 years ago about what I said in 1975 and see how many I missed. I missed some times because nothing was carved in stone. But we are living in a period that I wrote it down 1975. I put it in a book 20 years ago, and it's true today what's happening.
Absolutely. It's still happening. Daniel, thank you again so much. You have a great Veterans Day, too, what's left of it. I'll be back in a moment as we talk about Physics of Angels on Coast to Coast AM.